I like very much the story of Sagrada Familia of Gaudi, how he did it. His radical design and his vision about expanding Sagrada Familia into a much bigger size with multiple facades, lots of storytelling, were driven by a very clear understanding of purpose. When we craft a vision, somehow it means that the leaders can see something that the followers or normally people might not see that naturally and automatically.
Well, you think we're just going to have an easy conversation about your work related to the Sagrada Familia project. Of course, it's also very timely because we just had the blessing, you know, and in a way, official inauguration of the last remaining, the big tower, the Tower of Jesus, with the Pope coming to Barcelona. So that just as an introduction to your work, because I know you have been working for many years already on the Sagrada Familia as a project, and to see what that could also mean, or what senior executives, senior leaders could learn from the Sagrada Familia and from Antoni Gaudí.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Franz, for this opportunity to share some ideas. I think that the whole story started from my own encounter with Sagrada Familia in 2005. So that's when I first came to Barcelona. And then definitely as a tourist, I went to see it. Yet I was already deeply impressed by its beauty, but also by the story behind that, a design that is so special, so unique, and so ambitious, however, left incompleted for decades or even nearly a century at the time, could be still continued to today with so high level of precision, quality, and elegance. So I think that moment planted interesting seeds in my mind already, trying to see that, how can it happen? I would like to know more about this work and then understand what is behind all this kind of great project. And I think that maybe my professional bias as a leadership professor somehow pushed me to see some leadership angles. So I visited Sagrada Familia for a few more years later. Then each time I discover something deeper and more, to the extent that I feel that we can share that in class. So I started to interview people deeper, the people working in Sagrada Familia, and collecting more paper, data, books, then finishing this framework on vision and visioning.
Maybe you can explain a little bit more about what does that mean to envision or to visioning a project, and how that connects to what senior leaders can do.
One important starting point is to shift our understanding from just thinking about vision as a noun to visioning as a verb. We can probably see lots of vision statements in company websites, and such a simple statement, one sentence, as if that is vision itself. I think there are two challenges. One is that if we think about vision in that way, it is either too reduced in this form, and secondly, it is also too static. So it's just like you make a one-time statement and it stays there. So inspired by Sagrada Familia, basically the thing that I'm proposing in the framework is thinking about an architecture of visioning. So it's a visioning process as a process, but also within a system of architecture, including multiple components. So there are three key components I proposed in that paper. The first one is vision crafting. So a leader need to craft a vision. So vision doesn't just come already made in our mind. So it needs to be crafted, worked, developed. And the second component is vision structuring. So the vision, to be able to sustain itself, also need to be structured and organized in a specific way so that they have some power and capability to mobilize people. And the third component is vision resonating, which directly connects to the idea of how it can enable people to continue to live it forward, because a big vision cannot stay within one single person as a leader. So some other people need to continue that work.
In the case of the Sagrada Familia, the last 100 years, the construction has continued with Gaudí already having passed away. So he was not present anymore. And I understand you're saying that precisely speaks to the quality of the vision that he has been able to create throughout his lifetime in different forms, and I'm sure that's also a way for senior leaders to think about, you know, how to have a project, an organization continue after they are not there anymore. Now, more on the short-term perspective. So if you are a senior leader today, specifically, how would you recommend they start? I mean, you talked about the three elements of envisioning. How would you put that into practice?
So the first important, most important starting point is to craft a vision that is clear enough and deeply anchored in purpose. I think that starting to know why are we doing certain things and imagining the most optimal form to achieve that purpose is the most critical starting point of crafting a vision. So I like very much the story of Sagrada Familia of Gaudi, how he did it. Gaudi was the second architect, so he was not the first one. And he inherited somehow a original design that is a neo-Gothic form. However, he reflected deeply, why were we building this new church? So it is not just for the sake of constructing another conventional church. There was a purpose behind this commission. The key idea is to revive faith in a society that is somehow some decline, people getting farther away from the church, from the faith. So the purpose is to revive faith. And Gaudi realized this purpose very deeply, such that he would say that the impact of building just another conventional church will have very limited impact about reviving faith. Like basically in a city like Barcelona, in Spain, in Europe, we have already lots of churches. Another conventional church is nice, it'd be beautiful, but limited impact. So his radical design and his vision about expanding Sagrada Familia into a much bigger size with multiple facades, lots of storytelling, and turning the church design from one single tower to 18 towers were driven by a very clear understanding of purpose. And also understanding that to achieve that purpose, which kind of innovative forms might be required. And also, he was willing and capable of thinking out of the box. So he didn't just follow the convention. When we craft a vision, somehow it means that the leaders can see something that the followers or normally people might not see that naturally and automatically. So by deep understanding of the purpose and by the capability to imagine new possibilities, a powerful vision can be formed.
Good. I'm sure we would love to continue further, but maybe that's for another time, the other two stages of envisioning. But maybe we leave it here for the moment and recognize that yes, there's certainly a lot to be learned from the Sagrada Familia, the envisioning that Gaudi did, and as you said at the in the specific way of crafting the vision, connecting or reconnecting or renewing, maybe also with the purpose that's actually pursued in that project. And I'm sure that's very valid for any leader at this point in any organization. So thank you. Thank you for that, Dieting.
Thank you. Thank you, Franz. A great pleasure.